Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn Audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hashtag Finance Master show. After, I guess it's 4 weeks of holiday, ready to go, energized and ready with a new series of different shows where we will tap into one of the hottest topics on earth, I think, these days, AI, at least spearheaded by ChatGPT and other generative AI solutions. We will try to demystify it for the finance function and kind of what impact it can have. So this morning, we released the article called Demystifying AI and its Impact on Finance and Accounting. There's been a lot of news about artificial intelligence, or AI as we all just call it, lately. So let's cut to the chase and talk about some practical stuff. In this series, we will look at what AI means for finance and accounting. Probably we won't be able to cover everything. And if you have topics that you would like us to cover, then do send us a message here on LinkedIn, and we'll see if we can include that in a series as well. The AI-based boom in interest and also competition for what's going on out there is set to continue to grow. There was and still is a lot of hype around the impact of generative AI, like, of course, ChatGPT is what most people, of course, have heard about and are thinking about should they start to use it. The GitHub Copilot, Stable Diffusion, Microsoft is going to have a Copilot, right? And Bard and what? I mean, you can probably name the first 100 AI solutions that you have somehow heard about if we asked everyone to come to the stage and share one of their favorites. And of course, these solutions can be used for all sorts of different purposes, like creating content, writing code, or creating images. But you find every use, and it can probably do that too. Some of this hype is based on theoretical forecasts and future gazing, which, has created buzz in the media. I saw one chart that showed that the stock price drop on tech stocks, which we had seen throughout the last year into the beginning of this year, had completely been erased by the generative AI hype. So obviously, investors believe that a lot of the future value creation from tech companies will come from generative AI solutions, and probably beyond that as well. We prefer to deal with what's useful to practitioners like yourself. So in this series, we're going to examine some of the practical applications of AI in finance and accounting, assess its potential benefits and also the challenges, obviously, and look into the future and imagine some fascinating possibilities. But let's be open-minded about fitting AI into finance. I know maybe some of you as well, but there's a lot of finance professionals out there that are, let's call it, concerned, worried. What is the impact of AI going to be on their job, their role, their career and future? And rightfully so, it will impact all jobs, some very negatively, i.e. AI completely can take over the job, but also a lot of other jobs very positively. I heard one statistic, and I don't know what geographical area it covers, so maybe it was a limited area, but it basically said that 70 million jobs will be, quote unquote, destroyed because of AI, but 90 million jobs will be created. Now, of course, if you are in one of those jobs that will be, let's say, destroyed, that's, of course, a negative impact. But overall, on the economy, it's a positive. And of course, it means that if you see AI taking over your role, you need to develop. You need to take action now to future-proof yourself. After the initial hype settles down, what we usually end up with is an incredible new tool on tools that, let's say, yes, it means we have to evolve our ways of working, but it's one that will eventually enhance our lives. Let's try to see the positive side of it. Our goal should be to move the narrative around AI's impact on finance and accounting from the media-driven concern that this thing will replace me or my colleagues towards how can I utilize this amazing new tool to enhance XYZ, my work, my experience, my team, my company. I won't say the possibilities are endless, but they probably are. It's like Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy, if any of you have ever seen that, where he's standing on the top of some hill and saying, there's no end to the possibilities. And there probably isn't. We just haven't imagined all of it yet. But it's kind of like if we broaden out just to speak about technology. 10 years ago, consulting companies would ask the question, what's the art of the possible? And today I would say, anything is possible, but you need to figure out how can I make it happen for my company. So let's begin at the beginning. So what is AI? I'm sure we can debate that for hours, but for me, at the highest level and in simplest terms, it's a tool for doing something quickly that takes humans a lot of brain power and a long time to get done, or at least one of these things. Maybe it doesn't take a lot of brain power, but you can get done faster. I don't know if you have tried asking ChatGPT a question. The first time I did it, he was fast, I'd say in absolute terms, in terms of how I would have answered the question and being able to just type out what it could type out. When I came back from holidays, I continued asking different questions, but the speed at which it answered the question now versus just 4 weeks ago, amazing. It was just double the speed. So it just tells you something about how fast this field is developing, but it can help us get things done faster or easier in case of brain capacity. AI means using computers and software to do tasks that usually need human-level intelligence to finish. Now, if I want to write a piece of content for LinkedIn, I can ask ChatGPT to do that. But to really make it really good, I still need to look at it, and I still need to form it in the context of you as an audience. If I wanted to do a financial analysis or understand something about an industry, I could also ask ChatGPT to do that. But I would still have specific knowledge that ChatGPT wouldn't. Or I still want it to be presented in a specific way that fits the exact stakeholders that I'm dealing with. ChatGPT wouldn't know that. Maybe a year from now it will. And again, then we are forced to say, okay, what is then my value add? So it's just a constant that we need to think about. What is my value add? And can AI also do that? So what's my next value add? For instance, AI is great at processing enormous amounts of data in seconds in ways that humans aren't able to. As Deloitte's consulting chief AI officer said, at its most basic, AI is a software that mimics and generates human behaviors, planning, generating ideas, understanding speech and visuals. AI is very good at recognizing patterns, finding anomalies, making suggestions, and summarizing data information, something we've been using computers and software to help us for decades. It's just faster and perhaps can process even more data. But we've been used to this for decades. I mean, when I got my mom got our first PC, I mean, it was a 486 processor, so, and maybe none of you even remember what that is, but it couldn't do much. It could play, Warcraft, the game back then. So I was 10 years old, as many years ago. Today, I mean, I don't know how many million times I have to multiply that with, but we know Moore's Law and everything else, right? So this is just going to continue, right? Things are just going to continue to develop. The processing that can be done is going to continue to develop. So, you know, it's not new to us. We know this. We know it's happening. So it's more about what do we do with it and what does it mean for us in practical terms. So before we dig into exactly how this is potentially impacting the finance function, I think a fair question to ask is, so when can we expect an AI-driven overhaul of finance? But let's, you know, even though that we say that we live in a constantly changing world where change continues to happen faster and faster, that is true on the one hand, but also not true on the other hand. Because if we look at humans ourselves, we actually can't change we've had slow to change. And we just need to remember that. So we need to remember just how many opposing forces standing in the way of this type of technology becoming widespread. We've already seen like unions taking action on AI, taking a toll on industry. Good example is the anti-AI screenwriter strike in Hollywood. We've seen government regulation. So EU, the European Union, has proposed the strictest set of AI regulations in the world. And, you know, social acceptability as more AI-generated content floods the web, people may react with their attention and avoid it. Then I'll bring you up, Sean. So I was tagged in a LinkedIn post this morning by one of my colleagues, where one of the bigger creators on LinkedIn, Linus Belunias, he had shared a video of an AI-generated video where a person is talking about a topic. And the reason why I was tagged in that was yesterday we were filming for a full day to shoot a LinkedIn learning course. In the future, maybe it's just AI Anders doing that shooting and we don't have to actually do it. And I was thinking to myself, where's the fun in that? But hey, you know, that's the development that we're seeing, right? So it's really interesting to see these kind of changes happening. But, you know, if you have perspectives or have already seen how AI has impacted your role or your team, feel free to raise your hand and come up on stage and share those perspectives now. Shannon, Welcome to the stage. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your perspective.
Yeah, thanks so much, Anders, for putting this on. And hey, everybody from Seattle. You were talking about change, and that is a topic near and dear to my heart. You know, humans fear change. That is the first response, and that is the amygdala kicking in. It is totally normal. And so anytime people hear that there is a change coming their way, fear is the first response. And with AI, it is so fascinating because it's not just a job change. This could potentially be an industry change. This could impact livelihoods. A lot of us don't quite understand AI, and they don't really, well, I don't think any of us really understand how it's going to impact us as a human race. And so I just wanted to comment that, yeah, change can be slow. And the fear that probably a lot of us are experiencing, especially when it comes to our livelihood, is totally normal. It is our amygdala. And so just wanted to throw out a few points on change and all of neuroscience on there with this field where we don't know where exactly it's going to lead us, how AI is going to impact us at the end of the day. I specialize in change and large-scale organizational change and helping leaders become good at change without any formal training leveraging neuroscience. It's totally normal that people are scared, especially with AI. And there's just a ton of things that we don't know. We don't know what the impacts are going to be. We don't know what life is going to look like for us in the coming years. And even though it will definitely probably be a slow adoption, the implications still are just not known. And so the fear is a natural response.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for that, Shannon. And I completely agree. I mean, we all know the change curve, right? So we're all going through that at different pace. But I guess the difference perhaps here between AI and other things as well, but let's say initiatives, sometimes we can choose to go through the change and other times we're kind of forced to it. And I think with AI, I mean, it's kind of impossible to reject the change. So we sort of have to decide what our response is going to be and then go through that change curve. But I mean, we've already seen, you know, I mentioned a few of the impacts already, and we've also seen proposals for new federal American agencies to kind of oversee the rollout of AI in the US. So no matter how rapid the pace of development of AI is, it's still up to us to adopt the technology. And when this type of technological driven change happens, we, as you say, Shannon, we tend to change slowly. So kind of, you know, good technology does a great job of going unnoticed. So AI is already ubiquitous in our everyday lives. It's just that it's become so commonplace as to be invisible. We have it in our appliances, our phones, the apps we use to stream shows, and our home efficiency gadgets. It's just that generative AI is something new, though. It's the first time that we've been able to interact with an advanced algorithm that's essentially just very good at guessing perhaps what the next word in a sentence should be. So when you're typing in Outlook or Gmail, whatever mail client you're using, you know, you've already started to see that it's trying to guess, trying to finish a sentence or what's just the next word going to be. Some find it annoying. Some can maybe, okay, I click tab, or if I click the error, then I can get it in. So we're already interacting with this all the time, kind of giving the impression of intelligence. So for finance and accounting, AI's potential is, of course, varied, but also potentially transformative. So rather than being a strict threat to finance professionals, AI should be seen as an ally, a tool that once we understand and can, I wouldn't say manipulate it, but use it for the ways that it's intended, will enhance our work and help drive efficiency and perhaps precision in what we do. AI serves to augment our work, can handle the repetitive, low-value-added tasks we all have to do while freeing accountants and finance professionals' time to focus on more strategic concerns. The result? We think it's more like the calculator than a replacement, leading to enhanced job roles, improved efficiency, and potentially higher job satisfaction. We've had Kenan, well, waiting to speak as well. Let's bring Kenan up here. Kenan, welcome to the States. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask questions or share perspectives.
Hi, Anders. Hi, Shannon. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to ask my question. So yeah, my name is Kenan Bohan-Tavakoli. I'm currently studying accounting and finance at the University of Southampton. I'm just going to start my second year. And as an undergraduate, one of my main worries is exactly AI. I had that worry starting a few months back when I started to see industry professionals talking about it. And as you said it, I also believe that it's going to transform the industry rather than deleting jobs out of the market. I believe that it's going to, change the finance industry. I wanted to know, as an undergraduate, both of your perspectives as to how I would be able to adapt myself to that change, because I kind of have that fear, and a lot of the people on my courses as well, to not become irrelevant, but to have skills that our main worry is to be able to adapt to that change within the industry. And one of my main thoughts was to learn more about AI and its implications, and also did my own research about it. And I also thought about learning how to code. And so these are the steps that I've been taking myself. So I was wondering if you had any advice for any undergraduates as to how to adapt to that change within the industry.
You want to see our perspectives first, Shannon?
Sure. You know, I was just thinking that any kind of change, it's a choice. You make the choice first internally. If you've ever seen someone who says they want to do things differently in their lives, but they don't quite do it, it's because change has to be coming from within. The current state has to be more painful than the future state for people to make those behavior changes, to implement new neural pathways in their brain, to lay those down. I mean, it's not complicated, but it is really difficult to do. And so I would just say it just starts with the choice, and then it starts with a bunch of little choices every day to make those new behaviors a part of your everyday routine, and then repetition, because once those new neural pathways are laid down, then you have to reinforce them. Thanks.
Thanks, Shannon, for sharing that perspective. So this is, some would consider this a controversial opinion, but that's it's at least my personal opinion. Don't learn to code, Kina. I mean, there are people that are specializing in this anyway, and they're building these tools for us, right? So rather than learning to code, I mean, we'll probably have no code tools that can do other things for us anyway. That's probably also what generative AIs really should be seen as. So don't go into there unless you have a real passion for it, because at first we need people to build this. Rather say, everything you learn at university, ask yourself, can AI already do this? Probably the answer is yes. And ask yourself, to what extent can AI do this? You know, is it 50%, 80%, 100%, 20%? I don't know. And the more AI can do this, just learn on the side, or challenge your professors or teachers, you know, how should we just use AI for this? And then challenge again, also professors and teachers, okay, so what's our value add on top? Because I think that's a lot more interesting to figure out while you're studying, to say, okay, what is our value add going to be on top of this if AI can already do it? And then there are other things that you will learn where AI today cannot do it. But the challenge is, I think, for education, is that the technology development we're seeing is much faster than education is developing. So you're bound to be behind just from education. So you need to learn on the side. Otherwise, you will find yourself a bit obsolete when you get out. And that's, of course, that would be a shame. So that would be my perspective on this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your insights. That was really useful. Thank you so much to both of you.
You're welcome, Kenan. We also have now Paul on stage. Paul, feel free to unmute yourself and share your perspectives.
Hi, guys. Completely agree with Andres, Shannon. Really good point from you, Andres, about don't learn to code. Low code, no code apps are there. And I would say generative AI is where I would call industry 4.0. If we take the PC laptop as industry 3.0 and the industrial age as industry 2.0 and the car, if you like, as maybe industry 1.0, it's just another phase in the development. Don't be afraid of it. Again, as you said, Anders, it's not going to replace the calculator. It is another tool that we should use and learn to use just to help us on our own path. It will bring us further.
Thanks for sharing, Paul. And I think it's interesting you mentioned Industry 4.0, because there's actually a new perspective come out very, very recently on Industry 5.0. And we covered that in some shows before the summer holiday. But that's probably a topic for another day. But it's really around how humans and not just AI, but technology in general interact in this new way of working, right? Because there is this fear of AI and technology taking over. But Industry 5.0 is much more around, you know, how do we put the human back in the center, enabling them with all these tools, and basically, both tackling the whole mental health and stress situation, but also making companies more resilient, to the change that's happening while making it sustainable as well. So that, you know, besides today's topic here, but really also fascinating developments. Thanks for sharing that, Paul. So how companies are already using AI and finance function, I think that's really what we want to explore in this series here. We'll be delving into some of the more practical use cases for AI and finance and accounting and looking at examples of where it's already being used. So to stay ahead in this landscape, you know, continuous learning is key, and it goes to your point as well, Kenan. So let's seize the opportunity to understand AI, adapt to its influence, and harness its power. You know, I've used ChatGPT already a lot, and there's probably 10 other AI applications I should be using that I'm still not using, but it has given me such a huge productivity boost that I don't know what I would have done without it. And so I can only highly encourage everyone here to experiment within your sphere of work or your personal life to try it out. But I would say, though, when I ask it to plan my holiday to Mallorca in Spain for 2.5 weeks with my family and my parents-in-law, it didn't really do as good of a job as I had hoped. So it kind of challenged a bit our planning once we got there. So just to showcase that you still need to put your human intelligence up on top of what you're getting there. But we'll have 5 practical AI use cases to look forward to, from automating repetitive tasks to predicting future trends. AI has already started to transform the industry. So the first one we'll be looking at is how to transform financial forecasting and analysis with AI. That's next week. We'll discover how AI is revolutionizing financial forecasting analytics, and AI algorithms can analyze past financial data to help in predicting future trends, which can enable more accurate forecasting. I think there's been a lot of cases on that already, so we'll dive into that. We'll look at AI-led audit automation. We'll assess how AI is streamlining auditing by automating tasks, detecting fraud, enhancing accuracy to improve their efficiency and effectiveness, ultimately benefiting the audit profession, but any industry. We'll look into how AI can be a game changer for real-time accounting and business intelligence. We'll look at how AI enables real-time insights and how those are needed for quick decision-making. We'll look at how AI can turbocharge financial and ESG reporting. Collecting, analyzing, and reporting ESG data remains challenging, and complications with regulatory requirements are also a challenge. So let's see how AI can help there. Finally, we'll look at something very down to earth as optimizing accounts payable and receivable. So from credit scoring to collections to acting as a catalyst for cash flow and delinquency management, let's look at how AI can already revolutionize that process as well. So lots of stuff to look forward to. If you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, you know, feel free to go and join the 240,000 others that have already done that. And if you have topics that you would like to have covered, you know, feel free to send us a message or, you know, come to the stage now if you want. But if you have any questions that you want to host, feel free to come up on stage now. Anyone is welcome. Feel free to do so.
You know, Anders, just one quick comment. You had talked about companies adopting new AI, and I just think it's interesting the reactions to see across various industries. You know, you've got big tech, usually they're the ones helping to push and advance the AI. And then you've got the other end of the spectrum, maybe more older type companies, older mindset, steel companies, utilities. Those are pushing back hard with resistance. So it would be interesting to see maybe a consulting firm or a package or something where they come in and help a company figure out what their point of view is on AI, how they're going to incorporate it or not, what are those implications if they incorporate the AI into the company. And so just thinking about that when you were talking about various companies adopting AI.
Yeah, I imagine that industry will be booming for the next decade, Shannon. And I'm sure there are consulting companies doing it today as well. But obviously, there's so many benefits from leveraging all the already now the potential from AI that it, at least from an economic perspective, it should be a no-brainer. But then, of course, from a change perspective, we know it comes with the challenges, as you also highlighted earlier. So it's a good point there, Shannon. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. Go and give me a follow as well on LinkedIn. And of course, listen into the podcast also. Thanks a lot to Shannon, Kenan, and Paul for coming up to the stage. You are the guys and girls making this show special. Otherwise, it'll just be one man sitting here talking about what his thoughts are. It's great to get different perspectives up on the stage as well. So bye for now and take care.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?